بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. In the hadith sharif it is mentioned that the dua of three persons are not rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith clearly indicates that these three people are very special and very beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy is directed to these three people. And the first of these three people is the dua of a fasting person until he breaks his fast. A person while he is fasting, and as we had mentioned early on, that fasting is such an ibadah which is specifically and very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a fasting person to such an extent that is mentioned in the hadith sharif that the odor that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person, this is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dua of a fasting person until he breaks his fast is not rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith sharif, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she describes the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this should be an example and role model for us, that when the month of Ramadan would set in, then the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would change. And the gist of the hadith is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would exert himself in ibadah. And she mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa would be more humble and submissive in his dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. In the hadith sharif, it is also mentioned that those malaika who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave everything else and to say ameen to the dua of the fasting person. So the person who is fasting, his duas are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we must understand that acceptance of the dua does not mean that whatever we ask we are going to get. As it is mentioned in the hadith sharif, a person's dua is accepted in different ways. A person will make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps some calamity was supposed to afflict him, and with the barakat of that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala averts that calamity. Or Allah, a person might have asked for something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that that which he is asking for is not beneficial for him. It'll be harmful for him. A simple example, a person asks for an expensive car, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is hakeem, who is all wise, who knows what is going to happen in the future, he knows that this banda of mine, if he gets this expensive car, then instead of turning towards me, pride will enter his heart. Or if he gets an expensive car, then he could get hijacked and he could get injured in the process. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give him an expensive car, a more simple car. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did accept his dua, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his shan of hakimi, who in his wisdom, gives him something which is more beneficial and better for him. And also acceptance of the dua is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give him anything in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that dua in the akhirah to such an extent that is mentioned in hadith sharif, a person, when he will go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he says, Ya Allah, I did not do so many good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, would tell him, do you recall such and such a dua which you made? It is because of the barakah of those duas that you are getting this year. And then this person will wish that, how I wish none of my duas were accepted in this world and all were kept for the akhirah. So a person, while he is fasting, his duas are readily accepted. As the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi also mentions, and he warns the people, that be very particular and do not curse anyone while you are fasting. Especially parents, they should come out of the habit of cursing their children. Rather, let us make dua. When your child is being a little bit stubborn, make dua for him. And the second person whose dua is easily accepted is a just ruler. As the Mu'ammar mentioned the other day, that there are seven people who gain the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very special in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one amongst those people is a just ruler. Mawlana explained why a just ruler is so special in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last category of people is the dua of the oppressed. And in this hadith sharif it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the dua of a oppressed person and he lifts it above the clouds. The doors of the skies are open for this dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I take an oath on my honor that indeed I will most definitely accept your dua, even though it may be after a little while. So therefore the dua of a oppressed person is very quickly accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in one hadith sharif it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the Sahaba Kiram, and he said, اتقي دعوة المظلوم, that fear the dua of a oppressed person, because between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and between his dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no veil. This dua is immediately accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, with regards to acceptance of dua, we should understand that we have to fulfill the conditions for our duas to be accepted. If a person, he is breaking his family relationships, then it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that this person's dua is not accepted, one who breaks off his family relationships. Or if a person asks for something which is sinful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept this dua. And also that person who he partakes of haram, he is involved in haram, he eats haram food, then this person's dua is not accepted. An incident is mentioned of a group of people in Kufa who were known for their duas being accepted. And whenever a ruler would be appointed, then this group of people would make baddua and curse that ruler, and some calamity would fall upon this ruler. Thereafter, one of the rulers, he invited a whole lot of people for a meal, and amongst these people were these group of people whose duas were accepted. And after he fed them and after they ate, he says, now I do not fear your dua, or I do not fear your curse. And the reason was, he said, that I have fed you with haram food now, so your dua will not be accepted. Therefore, it is very essential for us to ensure that we abstain from those things which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we should take advantage of this condition that we are in, fasting. Make a lot of dua. There are many, many occasions when duas are accepted. After our fard salah, duas are accepted. At the time of iftar, especially, duas are accepted. At the time of sahri, at the time of tahajjud, duas are accepted. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to appreciate every second and every moment of this month of Ramadan, and to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make dua for ourselves, our family members, our relatives, our friends, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He removes the calamities and the disasters that have fallen upon the ummah. Those people who have passed away in the various disasters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them high stages in Jannah. And those who they have left behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them sabr-e-jameel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything extremely easy for them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.